dream. I used to read Wizard magazine, Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 451.
Doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't.
No. Last week was 450.
It was. That's why I did it. I was gonna cancel.
You were busy tubing.
Yeah, I was gonna cancel and not do it. And I'm like, no, we gotta do it.
I completely missed the excitement.
I'm sorry.
You probably didn't even notice the name of the podcast, did you?
Mm-mm.
No, clearly not.
What was it?
We were making masturbatory overtones about you.
It was before the show.
Yes.
We were talking about Jeffrey Toobin, and then...
And Mike went Toobin.
Yeah. Was the name of the podcast. Yeah, so that was Pat. That was all Pat. I didn't have anything better, so...
That was excellent.
That's what the... That's...
Oh, is that what you wrote at the end of
uh-huh.
and gave it to
yes.
him?
Yes,
No, it was like right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I did it right in front of you. And I'm not back... No. I'll do it in front of you.
I'm not insulted.
So... I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Spencer, Pat,
Mike.
That's all we got. Dave is... Well, I'm sure it's raining, so he's not coming. And I don't know where Brandon is. So, as always, there are seats at the table if you want to come and talk. I am actually guest starring on a podcast tomorrow.
Really?
So, yes.
Whose
podcast?
Is it Adult in Nature?
I guess.
Is it a Columbo podcast?
It is not. It is the Acme Cast with Lord Retail.
Oh.
They asked me to come on and talk about the Comics Pro meetings.
How come Lord Retail won't come on ours?
Yeah, really?
He probably will. We just... Coordinating is hard, you know.
What are you talking about? Coordinating is hard. He's in the same time zone as us.
Have to make the effort and all that, you know.
I
stuff.
Think...
Ah, Tim's attacking us. Don't attack us, Tim. I thought he was attacking.
I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
Ooh. A honey badger? What was that? So.
Spider-Man's European alternate identity.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Nice. I need to rewatch that at some point. But yeah, so I'm going to... 9 in the morning. I got to wake up. Well, no.
How was your meeting?
Good. Different in
you,
that it was Zoom.
That was
No. The meeting. There was nothing wrong with the meeting. There was something wrong with one part of the meeting that I will get to.
Okay.
The meeting itself was good. Seeing my friends. I realized that was my 10th one. So, you know, seeing the people that I see once a year, but for 10 years. But also seeing people. The one good thing was knowing a lot more people now through the Comic Hub Facebook group.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily members of
Comics Pro,
because this was open for everybody. You only had to, I think you only had to pay if you wanted to be in the round tables. But for everybody else, it was free to come and do the meeting, because everybody's always welcome to come to the meetings.
Okay.
You just have to pay to get there.
Yeah.
And I think you have to pay to go to the meeting. Normally there's a fee associated with the meeting, just because there's food and
you,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
All that stuff. But this was open to everybody to come to, you know, hear the, you know, presentations and everything and do all the other stuff. So if nothing else, that's where I, you know, putting a lot of faces to people, you know, and which is always good for the Comics Pro meeting itself because, you know, people are different online than they are in real life. You know, I'm very quiet online. I do not post at all on any of the forums, and I'll answer a question every once in a while, but not often. Even Stu said...
Yeah, we
said,
know, in person, you're ultra-right-wing.
Oh, yeah. No, but just, I posted one time on something on the Comics Pro thing, and Stu laughed. He's like, Colin doesn't say much, but what he normally says is gold. So I'm like, yeah. But, so the meeting itself was great. Seeing all my friends, you know, and they are friends, because we do talk, and then, you know, then there's, you know, people I'm talking to all the time because we have one small retailer group where we talk a lot of just hashing out problems. So it was just good seeing everybody.
But you missed out on like the drinking club. Yeah.
Missed out on the drinking and a little bit of the social, which I...
No boom bus?
There was. I actually fell asleep, so I did not make it to the boom bus. I was tired.
Boom bus.
Yeah. So...
Did you keep your pants on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I was sitting here in the office for most of it.
The office.
Not mutually exclusive.
But there's the doors open, you know.
Again, day drinking.
No. But,
no pants.
But it was good. So the first night there was like an open meeting and he had all these rooms set up where you could bounce and go to different rooms and things. And it was set up like the hotel, you know, the bar, the roof, the atrium, you know, the different rooms. So you go and, you know, run into people. You'll see, and you could see who was in the different rooms to see who you wanted to go into. And one was really good, talking to a couple former DC people, because Friday was their last day.
So they
were invited.
They went open. Kimono.
No, it wasn't so much that, but it was just nice seeing them and they're commiserating and stuff. It was funny. The one guy was telling stories about the person that replaced him, constantly calling him about stuff. And he's like, yeah, this is not going well for them.
Hey, you know what? You didn't need me, so I guess you don't need me.
Exactly. But that was good. And I wish if we do it again, they need to do that every day. Because that was only on Wednesday night, which was kind of the pre-meeting thing.
Okay.
Now, I missed some stuff, like the introduction and stuff, because we were podcasting here last week. But I joined as soon as I got home. But I wish they'd had that every night after, because there were a lot of people that I knew were there that I just never saw.
Okay.
I just wish they had done those meet and greets every night.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there were just some people that I knew were there that I never had a chance to talk to, because after that first night, there was no real socializing. It was in the different meeting, you know, doing the different things. So
it was not an actual location. It was, the whole thing was
virtual. It was all virtual. All virtual. But then Thursday, Friday, well, Saturday I didn't do, but Thursday and Friday were all, you know, you're watching the presentation. And then the round tables, basically you went into a room and then you moved rooms, and just kind of a thing where you kept moving and the presenters stayed. So,
okay.
But like I was in those groups with the same people, so that was all the same. And that was really about it as far as when you'd get to talk to other people. There was one neat thing they did that I guess I missed Wednesday night that we did again Thursday night, I think. Where, I know, leave it up if I'm going to sneeze. It was almost like speed dating, where you'd go into a group of four people for 10 minutes, and then it switches, so it's another random four people, and just to kind of talk to people, you know, meet people. Everything was good until I was in one group with three other, like, presenters-type people. One was manga, one was heavy metal, and one guy was, like, a podcast guy. So, like, people, like, nobody I really wanted to talk to. I did talk to the heavy metal guy about why they were doing magazine size things. Because I'm like, it's just, it's weird. Because when they come in, they're just, they don't, you know, people are passing on them because they're a weird size.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, they'll do the black label stuff because they know that's something they want. This is something they don't know they want and they're passing on. He did say the reason they did that is those were just, they're being pulled from the pages of heavy metal and reprinted.
So
as a separate comic, so it was already in that size. I'm like, okay, that makes perfect sense. I understand. But just so you know, they're not selling because, and it's also a storage issue for me later.
Yeah.
When they come off the shelf, they don't go, you know, they're not going to go in the regular comic back stock. So he understood. He's like, but that was the reason. I'm like, that makes perfect sense. But it's still problematic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, again, it was good, you know, talking to people. I do know, and especially, you know, when we do those little things, then you pop in with somebody, you know, you haven't seen in a while. It's like, hey, so that was good. The presentations were good. Some people still read us the previews, which was annoying.
You guys can read.
Yeah, but a lot of them were really good. I guess over doing 10 of these, I've learned how to do it. But like Mad Cave, who I know, I've talked to at every meeting and stuff, and I love their Stargazer books. So as soon as I pop in, they're the people that pop up for that round table. It's like, oh, I love Stargazer. They did it. And the girl who was the new marketing, chief of marketing, just lit up. She's like, I love that book. So, you know, that worked right in there, so that worked well. But overall, nothing super new was learned. The one thing I find funny is there's one Scout specifically, like, does their own distribution. They, if you want, you can order direct from them and stuff. And it's like, it's just not, you know, I order two of most of your stuff.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense to order direct from you. And I just wonder how that's working out for them. Because I know some people do. Like, there's some people that have gone real big on them, do the special covers and all that stuff. And that seemed to be the big thing this year, was variant covers for retailers.
Yeah, but that just requires you to order quantities.
One publisher made that the entire focus of their presentation, which was surprising.
But I mean, how many books? First off, you normally have to order hundreds of copies.
Normally, like, for a Marvel in DC, it's normally like 3,000.
But, like, when you did the special cover for the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina,
that was 300. Right. Godzilla was 500. But still, that's more than I ever need.
You don't sell that anywhere near that for
no buck. No. So we'll come back to that. Image was funny because they were the first round table I had in the second session, but basically got in there early, mm-hmm. and we started talking, doing everything, and then, begin now. And it's like, oh, geez, you know, it's like, we got to talk about more. And they were really hyped about their announcement and all excited, and then they made it. And it was like, I had a hard time maintaining excitement.
Okay.
Where they're adding three new Spawn books. So we're going to have weekly Spawn. I'm just like, that's going to be good for the first issue, and after that, nobody's going to care.
Spawn, a team Spawn.
Yeah. I forget what the other one is, but
yeah,
Unburned or something.
What?
It's like
a couple Spawn, five?
No, I think I have like 15 holds for Spawn.
Okay.
So it's doing fine.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get 15 on each of those.
No, probably not.
And it's just like a little Spawn goes a long way. Because I still remember one year that I was open, we had two issues of Spawn come out. And it's like, you know, it's doing well right now. I think there was a lot of excitement going into 300. A lot of people have stuck with it.
Yeah.
But it's not the blockbuster. And the sad thing was, you know, they were all excited. And I'm not alone. Everybody assumed they were talking about the return of Saga.
Okay.
Which for some stores is their biggest selling comic. And then three new Spawn titles. It was kind of like,
underwhelming.
Underwhelmed.
Nothing on Saga.
Yeah. Nothing on Saga, yeah. Be like, the Pirates are going to play 25% more games. Yeah. So, you know, it just wasn't that exciting.
Well, I got good news and bad news.
Yeah, Boom.
Bad news is there's shit for dinner, but the good news is there's plenty of it.
Yeah, Boom was talking about their stuff. IDW. Yeah, nothing I can really think of.
Did you talk to Bad Idea?
I did. We were a little late going into them, so I didn't really say anything. I mean,
what's there to say?
Yeah, there really wasn't.
They have
to
know that what they're doing is.
Well, I did have to talk to them a little bit because it was funny. The way their ordering system has worked, it auto-filled the amount that you had to order of ENIAC 2 based on your order for number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ordered 25, but I got allocated down at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So my order for number two was 18. And I'm like, well, no, I'm going to order the 25. That I'm getting of number one, we'll keep that steady. There's no reason to order less of number two.
You're just not going to get all the number, because you're getting the not first.
Right, and I actually ordered 10 more not first prints of ENIAC 1. But I wanted to order 25 ENIAC 2, and I only ordered 15 tankies, only because I didn't really have any demand for it, and it's a $6 book versus a $4 book. So okay. I'm like, we're not going as big on that. But when I put my number in, I didn't realize until I went to pay that the number was a lot higher than I thought. I'm like, why is that number so much higher? And then I looked. It had added 25 and 18 together for my order of ENIAC 2, so it was 43, and I couldn't fix it. So I had to email them, and then when I was talking to them, they told me it was fixed. I'm like, okay, cool. I said, I don't need 43. You know.
So, yeah.
No, so all is well. That should be next week. It's not on my invoice, I won't be talking about, but that's supposed to come out next week. So we'll see how that goes.
And they're all spoken for, right?
The first prints are. The not first prints are not. I should have plenty of those.
Aren't those more rare?
We don't know.
Do you know when you get in the second prints in?
I'm assuming
they're not second prints. They're not first prints.
Yes.
So what's that?
Well, it could be a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth. You don't know. I'm hoping they'll come in next week with them. That would be kind of a disaster if it didn't, but we'll see. I don't know. No idea. But so that's going on. I'm trying to think. Don't remember. Marvel did a little video from C.B. Sobelski and Tom Brevoort. I'm having a hard time getting excited for this Heroes Reborn stuff. You know, they're all excited. This is a great thing, blah, blah, blah. But
look, you can't stop the House of Ideas.
I know.
They ran out of ideas a long time ago.
Well, the fact they're calling it Heroes Reborn, but and it also seems to be like another of their Infinity Warps where they're warping characters together, mm-hmm. and that... Oh, didn't more, sell at all for
more
me.
More pizza smashing?
Yeah, more nice. Pizza smashing. So so we'll see about that. I honestly don't remember their meeting. I should go back and rewatch theirs. But there was one presentation I did go back and rewatch.
Boundless.
Sadly, and one weird thing is I need to... It was a little hard navigating, and there were some people there... Not that I necessarily wanted to talk to, but I never found them. I didn't know where to find them. But like TKO was there. And some stuff.
What about AWA? Were they there?
Yes, I talked to the AWA people. That was fun.
I was telling Mike in the new previews, they got an 8-issue series.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Garth Ennis.
Oh, nice. I knew that was coming. Yeah, about the girl going through time. They did a little presentation about that.
They're branching out. Now they're doing an 8-issue series. So let's see how that goes.
But it was funny because I was the host for this one group of publishers. I didn't really... Normally, like at the meeting, I'd step up to the microphone and say,
yeah.
Now, so-and-so. But didn't really have to do that. Marco did most of that, just starting the next video type of thing. But after this one, he asked me, I forget what he said, like, you know, so what do you think about that? And A, I had taken a potty break during it. And B, I was underwhelmed.
It was a... presentation, yay!
Yeah. So guess who? Guess who I'm talking about?
Was it the Distinguished Competition?
It is. It was DC. It was really bad. And then after there was a question about some new titles that they claim they announced at Comics Pro, that I saw the article in Bleeding Cool, and I went, "Oh, maybe they said that during my potty break," which was not. It didn't take me that long to get up, go pee, and go back. So I did rewatch it because they then posted all the videos on one of the boards. But yeah, DC not good. Jim Lee talked about how much he raised for Bink, which is nice, which was a money that sent out money to comic book stores that were closed. It was a charity thing.
Okay.
So that was nice. They had the new head of DC, who's coming over from esports.
What the heck?
And, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
He said some words. And then Nancy Spears, who's the head of sales, they reaffirmed that they're going to still be printing comics, which is kind of a scary thing.
The fact that you have to make that statement
is scary.
Is scary.
Correct. And then the rest of her presentation was about all the variant covers we can order. It was about they're doing... Now, they may have shown those new titles in the list of retailer exclusive covers that books could be... that we could have. And then they also talked about they're expanding their shared variants where the minimum order is only 250 copies in order to get that variant. But I was taking notes during it, and my notes were variants, more variants, more variants. And then they talked about the new variants for Justice League 59, which is coming out in 3 weeks, which is the first of the Bendis ones that they didn't mention, that it's Bendis is taking over Justice League. But that issue of Justice League is coming out the same week as the Snyder Cut's being released. So they announced Friday night at 5 o'clock, 3 new variants for Justice League 59 that we had to order Sunday, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
They pulled those out of a. Yeah, these were all out of a variant buck. They pulled these out from under a table. Cool. Yeah, I don't know.
You said not.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all ratio variants. I mean, you can look them up, but yeah, those were all out. Somebody pulled those out from a box under a table.
Okay, so tell them what.
Look them up in the system, but yeah. But yeah, it was just all about variant covers, not about any. Oh, and then they announced variants Friday night that we would order Sunday. It's like, wow, lots of time to market those to customers to get the information on. Yeah.
I assume that they're like Snyder cut variants.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
How did I know?
Yeah.
Unite the seven.
Yeah.
Ship without a rudder.
No, the problem isn't the rudder. The problem is the iceberg.
Yeah. So it just
Can you put a lid on everything? Can you put a lid on everything?
So
hey buddy. Can you put the lid on everything?
I'll be back. But yeah, and then they announced, because I'm guessing one of two things happened, where it was either there weren't enough orders, or they decided to do actually some marketing, is we're getting sent some free copies of those variants. Because one was like a 1 in 25 variant, one was a 1 in 50, and one was 100. There was a regular, and then the black and white was the ratio on them. And, but yeah, all of a sudden, and I'm like, hey, I did my share. I ordered two of each, you know, because they weren't good to start with. And like one of them featured, what's his name? Who's the bad guy in Justice League?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Steppenwolf.
Full, you know, cover of Steppenwolf. I'm like, oh yeah, everybody's favorite character from that movie.
Well, the other problem, like it's Justice League 59 and it's Bendis.
Yeah.
But the numbers from Bendis' Superman run declined. They didn't stay constant.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that it declines, but I mean, it's not like, oh, well, since he's starting Justice League, I'm going to order triple what I normally order.
I mentioned Jermaine, that if it follows the pattern of what happened on Superman in Action, I should cut my number in half right now. So... Yeah, not excited about that.
No, I don't see how you can be. Yeah. Maybe that's why they brought him over.
Well, I have a feeling he was a big get for Didio. That was the whole thing there.
Yeah, but then they fired Didio.
Right, but he wanted to get John Romita Jr. He wanted to get Bendis. There were names that he wanted to get to come work for him.
Okay.
And so that's why he got there, but he got his contract, but I'm certainly willing to bet his contract is not extended.
Yeah.
One of the things Jim Lee said that was concerning, one was something about us. Well, one, it was a seamless transition to the new distributors, to which
seamless for them.
Everybody had a giant eye roll.
Even as a customer, it wasn't seamless.
No. It wasn't. It was a disaster. But he made some comments like his new distributors will allow them to do more things. I'm like, how in the world is Lunar going to let you do more things? So that then got me thinking, oh, somewhere else they're looking at doing more things. New distributor partners elsewhere, not in the direct market, is going to let them expand somehow.
Like Scholastic, which...
I don't even know about that, but possibly. But the frustrating thing for me is Lunar doesn't carry all their stuff. So when asked about it, we were told, oh, well, if we go to different book distributors, we can get those books. It's like, so now I have to open two or three new accounts in order to get your stuff that I used to be able to get one place.
Where that doesn't make discount.
That doesn't make my life easier. The big thing I'm seeing right now is those McFarlane Batman Black and Whites are starting to get out there. And we all ordered them, and no stores are getting them.
Which number was that?
I think it was like 100 or something. It was there was a big whole deal with it, and no stores that got them ordered them are going to get them because they're like now suddenly exclusive through Sideshow. And it's like, yeah, that's, or we could have opened a Sideshow account to get them. Well, gosh, my Sideshow account was closed because I wasn't ordering $10,000 a year from
right.
It. So it's like you're, you know, making a whole nightmare.
And you, I mean, you sell statues, but you don't do a lot of statues.
No, I used to do a lot more. They killed those.
I kind of like the PVCs better anyway. Yeah. A lot of them look just as good and are, you know, a third of the price.
They are. Diamond is driving me nuts, and I explained to the statue guy or the toy guy at Diamond why, and he understood. But, like, I'll order those, and they ship them each in their own box. So I can add $20 to each statue, which doesn't help things.
No, if it's a $40 statue when you add $20 right. to it, that leaves you no margin.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, so DC said, he said that. Yeah, just a couple things that were just odd. And it's like, okay, you have plans, but we're not really in your plans. I get it, but
that's fine, but then they can't expect to be part of your plans.
Right. Then in our meeting, we had 10 minutes during the roundtable, they were there. And it was very funny because they said, she made a point of saying that the people that are there on the DC Comics side have been there for years. And it's like, well, they've been at DC for years. They haven't been at sales for years. And, you know, all the people that we knew are gone now. Uh-huh. So, it's just, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, that guy worked, you know, in warehousing or something, you know, just like that. So.
Warehousing sales. They're pretty much. But
so, of our 10 minutes, 5 minutes was taken up by somebody from the session before us complaining about Lunar. And I find it very funny that they are not taking any responsibility for Lunar distribution, even though they created it completely. And you need to contact them, except Lunar doesn't have a phone number. They won't release a phone number. And you have to email service@lunar.com and hope to get a response. So it's not going well. So sadly, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk, but it was very funny because in my group was Thomas Gall of Pop Comics out in California, who used to be president of Comics Pro. And I think when he was president of Comics Pro, he had a big disagreement with the owners of DCBS, who are the owners of Lunar. Uh-huh. So when it became, he had to order from them to get DC, he stopped carrying DC in his store. So it was very funny when she says, so how are you guys doing with DC?
He wasn't vehement,
and I guess she had talked to him before, so why she even wasted our time talking to him about it, but she did. But as our session was wrapping, I just said, I just wanted to make the point that you need to get back to print previews because customers do not know what is coming.
Yeah, I was looking at the thing that was in there. I can't tell what any of those books
right. are. And I said, they don't know what's coming. And I said, they know about the big books, but I said, I had two requests for the Superman Red and Blue. So they don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't order hoping they'll see it on the shelf. I have to order low because of that.
What's their response?
Oh, okay. Pretend to write it down. But, you know.
I had to see what they actually write
down. Well, my favorite on this new thing, go look on the back. That's not the title of the book. No, flip it over. They changed that name to Batman Detective.
Okay.
Or The Detective or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not.
So I thought that was very funny.
But then.
Yeah, that's a checklist. And it's not even coinciding with this. That's coinciding with the preview. That's what stuff shipping in April, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the February time. But it doesn't.
Like, I'm just looking at it and I'm like, I don't know what. Not half the stuff is, but, you know.
Enough.
the next Batman, Second Son. What is it? Mm-hmm. Who's writing it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
Damian? I have a book coming Batman? Out next is week it? Called Sensational Wonder Woman. It was digital first. That's all I know about that.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
But it's a case of, I don't know what's coming.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And no, I don't have time to go to different websites to find stuff. You know, it's just
a
disaster.
If they don't
want
to sell their product,
right,
that's on them.
And the thing is, it's like, you're not marketing your stuff well. That's my whole point. And that was one of the questions that we had. Hang on, let me go to questions. So, James asks, any thoughts about the upcoming titles mentioned at Comics Pro, to which I respond, yeah, it was not mentioned at Comics Pro, so. And then he said, somebody should tell Sci-Fi that, because they stumbled and bumbled through a press release. I said, I honestly don't know anything about these books. I haven't read the press release. Again, I shouldn't have to go out and search for information about stuff I'm supposed to order. They should send that to me. They should give me the information.
Yeah.
And then he said, some of them sound promising enough, real bang-up job on marketing them. And I said, that's their whole problem, is they don't market. Like, you look at the Milestone thing, where it's coming out digitally first, end of February, and in print in May. Well, what are they going to do all their promotion for that? They're going to do it in February to sell it digitally. They're not going to do it again in May. And, like, all the big announcements they made, you know, Superman 78 and Batman 89 are all digital first. And, you know, now we just kind of assume everything they're announcing is digital first. And that's not a good look for them. I don't get excited about digital first.
No, I mean, it's cannibalizing any potential sales you're going to have.
Yeah.
Like, you have... I mean, if I were in your place, I'd go, okay, that's fine. I'm going to order holds only.
Mm-hmm.
And if all I get
But in the case of that Superman Red and Blue was two.
That's what I'm saying. And if I get something like that, I'm not going to order off that. I have no idea who's writing it.
Yeah.
What it, no.
And then you have to go search. And it's bad. I mean, luckily with Comic Hub, you could look on your app and get more information.
Yes.
My problem with that is I'm not getting as many pre-orders. I'm getting more orders when I post, oh, here's what's coming next week. Oh, I want this, 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 and this. Well, that's great, except that's, you're getting stuff that I already ordered. So hoping I ordered enough, but not too many. And that's a really delicate balance.
But that's because they're not showing up in Comics Hub until later.
Well, because they're not getting, because they don't get the information.
No,
that's part of the problem.
But they're not getting that.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah. Comics Hub, there are some positives about Comics Hub. It's not always user friendly to look
no,
at that.
No,
stuff.
No,
especially
it's not.
Like their search function. If you don't know exactly what you're looking for, you're unlikely to stumble across something, which is, you know, at least like when I'm looking at the previews book,
you know what section
to
look for.
Well, not only that, I'll come across things and say, oh, that looks interesting, like Nuclear Family, which I got this week.
Okay, I liked it, yeah.
That looks interesting,
yeah.
But it was something that I stumbled across.
I'm going to have an interesting review for that. I don't want to...
Okay. Yeah, I obviously haven't read it.
But here are the titles that they announced. Sorry, I air-quoted that for you. Deathstroke Inc., Harley Quinn Animated Series Sequel, a Wonder Woman 80th Anniversary title, Elseworld, DC Vampires, Robin and Batman, Joker, A Puzzle Box, The Legend of Batman, Crush and Lobo, Nubia and the Amazons, and DC Middle Ages. And that's...
have two Joker books?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing that sounds to me, just going by the title, is probably a Black Label book.
I thought they were doing away with Black Label.
No, apparently Black Label is still... Oh, and the best thing was Marie Javins, the new editor-in-chief, there was talking about something and kind of rolled her eyes at one point, or made... It was a snide comment. She's like, oh, and we're excited about that, although it is digital first. And it was like, yeah.
Even you know.
Yeah, exactly. Even, you know, I'm sure she's fighting. You know, that's not something she's excited about. But I did think that was funny. Okay, we did have... So that's really the bulk of my talk. Most of it was just good seeing the people that I knew, you know, and talking to them. But DC was a real low light. And then Zach asked if I'm going to read the new book about Stan Lee. No, I'm not.
You're not going to read a Stan.
I'm not. No, because it's a damning. It's a critical of him, and I'm like, there's no reason to kick him, you know.
Look, Stan Lee was not a perfect person,
but he was probably the best thing to happen to comics.
Right. That's
for the promotional aspect.
Accept him for what he is, and not for what he wasn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really have any desire.
And
to
I
be
don't
that.
Think you know he wasn't the one that was screwing Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
That was the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
And you know that
because it didn't go any better for him over at DC. So
no, I mean that's just how the industry worked.
Yeah. Just waiting for some people to leave to talk about him. Sorry. Okay. Vamping.
I have a question. No.
Yes.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What canceled comic book title would you like to see published again, or what brand new title would you like to see published?
I want Hellblazer to come back. Like an older title to come back?
Any. It could be anything that's been canceled.
But no, I'd love to see that Hellblazer run continue, which I guess conceivably could happen, but I don't see it happening. But that was outstanding.
I want to see Red Lanterns come back.
Okay.
That was a fun book, especially once Guy Gardner became a Red Lantern. It got really interesting. But I enjoyed the whole run. Charles Soule did a great job with that book.
See, I want to see a team-up book, like Marvel Team-Up or Raven Napoleon.
They did it, but then they did it weird. Or they did Marvel 2-in-1, then they did Marvel Team-Up, and it wasn't. Yeah,
they didn't.
No, an original, different team-up. I'd love to see that, a Brave and the Bold, DC Comics Presents, even a World's Finest. You know, just...
I really miss Justice Society.
That's one that they've talked about for years.
Yeah, they've been talking about that since Rebirth, or since New 52.
They've been talking about it since it ended.
Yeah, one other thing I don't want to talk about. One thing that Jim Lee did say was that, you know, they're looking forward to expanding their line and bringing in new voices. So, which led me to say, when they're adding these backup stories to all these books, it's going to be new creators who they don't have to pay any money, or as much money. So I found that funny. But yeah, so...
The Kirby legacy's alive.
Yeah. But yeah, when they said new, I read that as cheap. Which maybe isn't fair, but...
Yeah, but, you know, that's...
What would you like to see come back, Spencer?
Man, I like the...
He wants a Nightwing. Oh, there is a Nightwing. And it's actually looking really good.
Yeah.
Tom Taylor.
The, like, the last run of, like, Scott Spider books were really good. Or even like the Spider-Man 299 that Peter David did, both of those series. Like, that'd be, you know.
I did like that Spider-Man 2099 book.
So yeah, maybe if he could do something like with those or something.
Peter
like
David's X-Factor was awesome. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of just... X-Factor's disappeared.
Well, I mean, there is one now. It's not bad. I've enjoyed it, but...
Maybe the Punisher Max series.
Hell, any Punisher series.
Yeah, but I mean, the Punisher Max series was really, really good. Or
I'm surprised they haven't announced like a Moon Knight book or anything yet.
That'll come
with
right
movie.
Before the show comes out. But I'd like to see like more of Frank in Vietnam, like they did the
like
platoon.
Yeah,
like that would be cool. Or kind of a Max version of Welcome Back, Frank, or something like that.
Yeah, that was done really.
Okay. No, the reason somebody was digging under tables, and I heard him complaining, why didn't you put a lid on the box? And I'm just like...
Well, you did. It was called the table.
It hates me. Tim can't stand that guy.
He seems a little shady.
Mm-hmm.
There are some customers you can afford to lose.
Yeah.
Should I leave? No.
Did you pay already? Yeah.
Yes.
So... I don't remember any other news, per se. Although, yeah, two old DC guys are now at Dynamite, and I feel bad for the one guy. He was one of the guys I was talking to. And he couldn't tell us what his new job was, because I guess it wasn't official Thursday night, or Wednesday night. It wasn't official, but by Friday it was. But he's over at Dynamite now, and I just really wanted to message him saying, so, how much do you know about Vampirella and Red Sonja? Yeah, because you're going to know a lot. So.
You like thongs?
Because, I mean, we have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Red Sonja books right now. I don't know how many Vampirella, and 7 now. Although I think one of those ended. I think Killing Red Sonja is done. Oh, and the one with the Valentine's special was a one shot, but yeah, it's like, guys, branch out a little.
Don't they do
Deja
Thoris too?
Yeah, they do Deja Thoris and Betty Page. Yeah, they have they have a niche.
Yeah, they know who they are as a company, and they
do
stick with that. There's nothing wrong.
They
with
do.
That.
That's true.
Do you tell Boundless or Zenscope to branch out?
No.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Yeah, well,
to spread what?
spread your wings. No, yeah, not like that. But they know who they are as a company.
They do.
They stick with their vision, and that's okay.
They do. So, but yeah, no, it was a good meeting. I think we can tweak it if we have to do it like this again. But overall, I thought it was really good, and I like being able to go back and revisit the stuff that I forgot.
Yeah.
Wasn't drunk, honest.
That's okay.
But I mean, there is so much. So, like, you know, every meal you sit and talk.
Yeah.
With your buddies, and you just, there wasn't that part of it, and that's what I missed.
Maybe what you guys need to do is like a social hour.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. At night, yeah. That basically is a social hour where you can see who's in a group and go into that group and talk to them. So.
Or do a dinner. Where literally everybody just gets their dinners and
yeah. Somebody did. They had a birthday party for somebody. Yeah. I missed, but. We do have one new board member and one left willingly. He didn't want to continue.
Can you blame him?
No, I know why he left, but I'm excited about who came in, Katie Pride from Portland. So I'm excited about where the board's going. New president, so we'll see what she has going on. But
are you still part of the board?
Yeah. Yes,
I have to run. I have to run. Reason we're talking about it.
I have to run for re-election next year, so we'll see how that goes. Debate. Let's see if I want to. I do want to, but it's part of me also says step aside and let somebody else do it. But who knows? We'll see how this year goes. Not that I mind doing it. I just don't think we didn't do anything last year. You know, it was just so everybody was kind of what could we do,
and
everybody was trying to survive. So, yeah. So we'll see. I sent a whole bunch of ideas to Marco. So we'll see. Because I do have good ideas. I just say I can't implement them. I'm not the one to.
You want to be the kingmaker, not the king.
Right. I just, things that I think we should do, but I can't do them. So.
Well, remember what happened to the spider.
So, I think that's about all I got as far as news and things like that. Yeah, there really weren't any big announcements other than Spawn.
so there really wasn't anything.
I mean, it'll sell, but it's just, I was, you know, when they were all excited, it's like, Saga's back, or, you know, some other, you know, big book coming.
We're bringing back The Walking Dead.
Because, I mean, we got, you know, crossover from Donny Cates. We have Nocterra is next week from Scott Snyder. So, you know, they have some big books coming, so it just, I wasn't expecting three more Spawn books.
Oh, Nocterra is coming
out next week.
Yeah, but I mean, crossover's only into four-ish. This will be the fourth.
Right, but I'm just saying, you got Donny Cates doing a thing. You got Snyder. You know, when you're looking at the big names in the business right now,
yeah,
those
you got
are, those
people
are
doing things.
Yeah. So, okay, so what'd you read, Mike?
I'll start with Barbalian Red Planet number 4.
Nobody read that. Pick something else.
Yeah, Dave's not
here,
man.
He's not here. I'll do it.
No,
quick.
I'm kidding. Go. Okay.
So, Barbalian's living.
Martian Manhunter.
Living three lives. He comes out to his lover that he's Barbalian, and that was a bad time to do it because that's when the hitman from Mars goes after him. And it kind of like basically just goes quickly into he's going to go after him. I think there's one more issue after that. It's been good. Future State Nightwing number 2.
Yeah, right.
I really liked it. So it was basically there's this group that controls Gotham, and he's in Arkham.
The Magistrate and the Peacemakers.
Yeah, and she's basically trying to set up Nightwing and the Mask and frame them with the media and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, Nightwing throws out an EMP grenade and blows off everything. So they think they can talk freely. So they're talking freely about screwing over people, going after Nightwing and the Mask and doing all this other stuff. So Batman and Nightwing start to team up, and then you see the other Mask come in. You see Oracle come in. You saw Two-Face was there.
and yeah.
a couple other ones. And it basically came down to Nightwing and Batman doing a nice little team up, which is really cool. And like
getting to know each other with it being a new Batman.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And it ended on a really cool note where Nightwing had his own drones, but they were EMP proof, and he basically recorded everything that these people were doing to show the people of Gotham that they are yeah. bad people. So I really liked the series. I thought it was really cool.
He has a good couple of issues.
Yeah. So it's Nightwing, so it's a good thing. American Ronin number 5.
Oh, I forgot to read that.
I read that. It was
a little crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
So it ended the first story arc because at the end it basically says
he'll be back.
He'll be back. So the American Ronin basically is being chased down by another hitman that he knows, and he's kind of crazy. The blood that he got from the American Ronin is tainted, so he's not exactly sure what he's.
Like the stripper.
What's real,
what's not. And what also is happening to the American Ronin, he's gotten so deep with his blood work and reading people that he's starting to slip. So he has some kind of like anti-whatever to kind of like bring him back. And so he injects himself with that. The only thing that really confused me, I don't know if it confused you guys, is the artwork and the panels and stuff were like kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
It was like really hard to follow what was going on.
Yeah, and you know, this ain't the first comic book I ever read. I usually don't have that problem, but
yeah.
it was a little confusing.
And towards the end, American Ronin confronts the lunatic assassin, who he does know, and he's basically convinced him that the agency they used to work for are the bad guys, blah, blah, blah. Does he end up...
I think he does.
See, that's how confusing it was. We're not sure if the bad guy actually died or not. Spencer?
I don't think he died.
Okay. I'm not sure if he did or not.
But I think in this world where you can inject your DNA, I don't think he's dead.
Yeah.
Or if he's dead, it's not final.
Yeah. That's the only complaint I have about the entire series. Sometimes the artwork is a little confusing on how to navigate. It just seems a little all over the place. But overall, I really enjoyed the series, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, number 2.
I read that.
I really liked that.
I loved it.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I know Colin's not a Turtles guy, but...
You read it? Seriously? Did you like
it? I read
it?
The first one.
Did you like it?
It was fine.
Could you follow it? Like, because I
mostly
know I know you don't know the characters, mm-hmm. and
I mean, I know the turtles, but I don't know the personalities.
Michelangelo's a party dude.
Yeah.
Not really.
Two of the great things were that April has robotic parts, which was kind of crazy. And cool.
That wasn't so great for her.
Yeah, but...
She's getting along pretty good.
Yeah. She's getting along fine. And then she says, hey, Casey, come on out. And I'm like, Casey Jones? No, it's her daughter, Casey, who seems to be a fully trained assassin.
Yeah.
You know, and all that other stuff. And the other part I really liked was the flashback with when Eastman just did clearly just all the pencils.
Oh, yes. I thought that was great.
I thought that was fantastic how they intertwined that towards the end. But I'll let you guys... Tell him what you liked about it. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I also liked how they, you know, Mikey knew he should have been dead, and April's like, your mutation is evolving, and that's why you're able to heal so quickly, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. You know, because like Beast from X-Men, where his mutation just keeps evolving.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's going on. So, but I'm wondering if that's like. Is that just him? Would that have been all of them? Is it the stress because his brothers died? Did he do something to himself to cause that?
Which we don't know anything of. Yeah. And he kind of went away to kind of like find himself again.
Something happened in the middle of the story that confused me greatly.
What?
He took a knife to the head or the throat. Hmm. He's okay?
Yeah. He's a turtle.
Well,
that wasn't him.
That was Raph.
That was Raph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The flashback was Raph.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was a flashback. Okay.
Yeah, that was Raph being killed. And actually, it wasn't to the throat. It was like up
right,
his head.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. I didn't.
That
know.
Was,
I assume that
was the first turtle that was killed. Splinter got killed.
Okay. See, I assume that was current, and I'm like, oh, what?
No, because Casey. Well, you don't know who Casey Jones is. Casey Jones was there. That was the past.
Okay.
They were attacked. Splinter died. Mm-hmm. Raph decided, screw this. I'm going out for revenge. While the other three were trying to regroup,
okay.
They turned around. He was gone. He got killed in the meantime.
Okay. I was confused.
But they took out like a whole fleet of foot ninjas in the process.
Yeah, and Electra.
The artwork was
yes,
phenomenal.
And Electra. And I did note, yeah. I mean, there's... Daredevil was their inspiration.
Oh yeah, no,
obviously.
I know they were created by the ooze from Daredevil. Yeah,
yeah.
Did you guys see
the
Eastman and Lair cameo in the book?
Oh no,
no.
Whenever Raph is like, he's going to find them, and he goes to the subway, and that train drives past them, and the one guy's like, "Hey, did you see that? That look?" And it's Peter Lair who's like, "Did you see that?" And Kevin Eastman's like, "No." He's like, it looked like, no, that's too crazy. But, yeah, it's a younger version of them.
Okay. Wow. No, I did not notice that. Yeah. I know what part you're talking about, but I didn't notice, like, the art that's who it was.
Yeah, is there one more book after this?
No, it's five. Ooh. It was originally three, but it got pushed to five.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And the book... is a little bit larger format. It's $8.99. It's well worth the price.
Yeah, I was gonna say I definitely feel like I got my money out of that.
Yeah, the artwork was incredible.
And then the ending with April goes into a safe and pulls out the
yeah. What was that meant nothing.
The
to
android
me.
the
I forget what his name is.
It's like
Metalhead.
The Ford. The android from Dimension X. It begins with an F. It's like the Ford bot or something. I can't think of his name, but yeah.
Oh, see, I remember there was a toy that kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it was. Oh, no. Shellhead was the actual turtle robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't that one. But I knew
it was like
the
Freud bot or something. It's like Honeycutt's like personality gets like transferred into.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it got expanded to five. Oh, that's awesome. Woo-woo. And the last one I read, which was just out of this world. Second Coming, Only Begotten Son, number two.
By that hack writer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just was reading this comic smiling after every balloon and every page.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically starts off, this guy, the story that I focused on was this guy who lost his wife, cheating, so he calls in the religious hotline and all this other stuff, and we'll bump you up to the premiere thing. I'm like, oh, sounds like you're going to kill yourself, but the premiere one's $89.99.
Yeah, it was like the premiere prayer package.
Yeah, you can buy a freaking handgun from these people at three easy installments. You can buy the prayer bubby blanket and all this stuff. It was just, it's basically what modern television religion has become. And then you go flashback to Jesus and he finds an apostle. What was his name?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I think.
Dave. So he's like, well, I need to go to where the people are and talk to them and preach to them. So he goes to the Bible amusement park.
Yeah.
And he basically gets mistaken.
Well, at first he thinks, you know, hey, this ain't too bad.
But he gets mistaken for himself.
Yeah.
And gets put out in the limelight to talk to all the people in the audience. And he's basically saying, you know,
he's keeping it real, and they ain't liking that.
They're not liking it, because he's telling the truth, and they arrest
him. And the Roman centurions come to arrest him. He's like, not again!
Yeah.
And he runs.
And he gets handcuffed. It's just, Mark Russell, this story and his take on what's going on is just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
But I loved his speech.
Oh, yes!
But also when he talked the guy out of jumping.
Yes!
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody's cheering him on. Just do it!
Jump.
And he's like, no!
But just the whole speech. God has given up on you. You all just need to stop.
Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
You know, just stop. God's given up. He's moved on. He's not trying to make a better version of you. He's not trying to make you better people. He doesn't care what happens.
And the people
here
are like, I want my money back.
Yeah.
How many issues is this going to be? Do you know?
I want to say six.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what the first one was.
If you're not reading this, read it. Mark Russell is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So, and that's all.
I can't wait to read Imperialist Lex this week.
Oh, me too. I picked it up too. He's doing the Fantastic Four series.
Is he?
Yeah. The one that kind of like they did Spider-Man, the History of Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Mark Russell's writing the Fantastic Four one.
Huh.
So.
I might have to check that out.
If it's him, I think I might have to read it. So.
Bite-sized.
That's one I'm not getting.
I'm not right.
So, it harkens back to, like, you know, batteries not included. Like, it feels like an 80s kids movie with the little robots. So, at the end of the last issue, the kids find, like, the group of robots that were being created. And in this one, they actually talk to them, and the robots explain, you know, they were created by the military to be weapons of war. They figured out what was happening. They didn't like it. They were going to be deactivated, so they escaped. And there's one robot that's his purpose is to be the replicator. So he goes out and makes a bunch of robots. And their fear is that they need to stop him because he's going to go to war against the humans, fearing that they all want to disassemble him. The art is very, it's like a cartoony type style. It's not distracting though, but it feels very much like a movie I would have watched when I was 10 years old.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And it's another one of those AWA books, so it's, you know, going to be five issues, and then
that's written by Colin Bunn. Yeah. Had a nice little interaction with him just via email. He does a newsletter, and his newsletter mentioned that it was however many years ago that he put in his notice at his job to become a full-time writer because he knew he couldn't do it and work full-time. He wanted to be able to give all to it, and he said it was a good job at a marketing, you know, good marketing job at a company that he liked, but he just wanted to move on. So I just responded and saying, you know, it's been almost 15 years since I put in my notice, and said sometimes, you know, being happy is more important than, you know, security and money. So.
Yeah.
So I was, yeah, and he just responded. So.
All these years later, you got a dog. You got two dogs?
I have two dogs.
Yeah, you got, you know, store's still doing
less
okay.
Less a couple other things, but yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. And the last one that I read was Batman Catwoman number 3.
Read that?
Yeah.
So, I didn't get...
Selena is hot. Or what, not Selena, what's the daughter's name?
Helena.
Helena. Ho! Yeah. Ho!
Helena,
oh.
They have a daughter?
Ho!
Yeah. Huntress.
But this is much later, after he's died. I mean, not that they had her, but she's taken over as Batman. Dick is commissioner.
Yeah.
But there's a shot of her standing, you know, looking over the parapet. And
yeah.
Her costume, not much of a costume. Yeah. It was.
It
like,
reminds me a lot of her mom's costume.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was just, you're just looking at it going, the Power Girl feature. Okay, hit me. Hit me again. Yeah. One of my favorite scenes from Power Girl.
So I was confused as to...
There was a lot of time jumps in this thing.
Yeah, and that's... You know, we...
It's even mid-page time jumps. So.
Well, they discovered that the Joker's dead in Florida,
right.
But they weren't
right.
Sure if it was the Joker or not, so they're going to do
right.
Forensics, which, okay, fine. And Helena's Batman, but she's gonna go down there for some reason. Like, that part didn't make
yeah.
any sense to me.
I think just because it was the Joker, and of course Selena's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was. Just
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with killing that man.
But like they flashed back to an earlier time, and it was like Phantasm is stalking Selena because
she's
jealous.
Bruce's, yeah, yep. Yeah, it was good, but yeah, no, a little jumpy, but I thought it was real good.
Yeah.
Oh, Lee, nice. Feelings. Where's Red Sonja? Oh, sorry.
All right. Well, on that note, Spence.
Holy cow. I'm going to talk about like 15 books.
You read 12.
Family Tree, number 11. This is, I think, the next to the last issue in the series.
They're all going to turn into trees.
But it does expand.
I'm Groot.
Expand.
That's a sequel.
Expand more on like the time in between whenever the sister gets turned, whenever she becomes a tree, and to the present time where like most of the planet is covered in like, you know, forests and stuff like that, and find out that the reason why some people won't turn into trees is because like they had relatives of people that were about to turn into trees, but those people who were chasing them earlier in the series that would, you know, would kill them before it happened. So but they take over the family, and now the brother has to go and decide if he wants to go and try to save his mother, or to go back to his own family because he has a wife and child now, and just focus on trying to save them. Like I said, just another good Lemire, you know, book. And then I read Future State Shazam issues 1 and 2. I thought it would maybe like
make more sense
with some of like the Teen Titans stuff, you know, because
it said to read the Future State after the Teen Titans,
but it didn't at all.
Are you serious?
Any of that? Basically, we find out in this that Billy and Shazam had to like separate themselves. And Shazam's out like in like the real world, and he's like secretly like killing people, like bad guys and stuff like that. Well,
Shazam is?
Yeah. Where Billy is like he's in front of the cave of knowledge, or wherever it is that the Rock of Eternity and stuff like that. Like, Lily chained in front of the door so none of, like, the bad demons can get into it. But it's basically just them slowly finding out that, like, Billy is, or that Shazam is kind of, like, being, like, possessed or being shown things that aren't really there to make him do these things. Miles Morales, Spider-Man, this is a King and Black tie-in,
so it has to be good.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too bad. He had to go and, try to fight some of the dragons that got got symbioted, and stuff like that. But he's able to, like, use his, like, venom blast to, like, because they, in previous issues, they showed him, like, training how to, like, use it better. So now he's been using it as, like, big charges to get, like, to try to free people, which he eventually has to go to, try to save, Miss Marvel, because she gets venomized, and then so he's able to free her, but with the amount of the blast that he has to put out to save her, you know, pretty much takes him out of commission, and like the issue ends with them like being surrounded, you know, by like other kind of like either people in symbiotes or just, you know, just the symbiotes themselves. I mean, it was an alright issue for tying into something that, you know, that I'm not reading. And I think that's it. I think everything else we talked about.
Holy cow. And that's the podcast.
No, I got to talk about nine. Okay. So,
did you like all nine?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see when I get to them. Oh, there we go. Sorry. Tied up in my phone cord. Shadow Doctor number one. This is from Aftershock. This is an interesting one. Written by the grandson of the main character. Where black man in the 30s goes to medical school, becomes a doctor, can't get a job at a hospital, even though he's recommended by his professor because he's black and it was a whites only hospital. And he says, why don't you go apply to the black hospital? This is in Chicago. He says it because it closed. He goes to the bank to get a loan to open up like his own practice and they won't lend him money. So he has to fall back on a job to somebody that he had a job with years before as a kid. And he goes to the door and the doorman won't let him in because he's black. And then guy comes to the door who knows him from before and brings him in and brings him to the boss that he's going to look for a job with.
So it's based on a true story?
Based on a true story. And the boss happens to be Al Capone. So
Al Capone was his boss?
Because he could get a job.
Oh, that's a cool tie-in.
Fixing up. Yeah, and that's who he worked for before. Like, they were running booze. And he was
the doctor.
He wasn't the doctor. That's when he was, like, a teenager, but he was helping to run. So, Red Atlantis. This is the one from Aftershock as well, I believe. Yeah. Uh-huh. Where it's the Russian sleeper agents, kind of, where they have the powers, and it just kind of, it's continuing that story. They're on the run from the bad guys, and she finally gets captured by the head bad guy at the end. X-Men Legends is not for me.
I wanted to pick it up, but it was sold out. Like,
I have more coming. I have the one I read, you're welcome to as well. But it takes place after the events of X-Men.
Does that one cost more since you read it?
It does not. I only licked it once. Takes place after the events of X-Men 39, and I was just honestly lost because I don't know if I ever read those issues. So it's dealing with...
We're talking like the original X-Men 39?
No, the 90s X-Men 39. Okay. So it's this whole series is going to be to finish unfinished storylines from that period.
And that's a lot, right? And there are a lot of... Like,
I guess,
isn't that one of like Chris Claremont's thing, like having... wasn't that one of his things, like having like... open storyline.
Right. Well, it wasn't Claremont. Claremont left after issue like two. This is Fabian Nicieza and Brett Booth on the art. And yeah, I was just a little bit lost through the whole thing. So not that it was bad, but I'm not the target audience for this one. Immortal Hulk Flatline is just an Immortal Hulk story done by Declan Shalvey. So not reading the book, I was missing a lot of it.
It's a $6 book.
I don't think so.
It was expensive.
I don't think so. Maybe five. Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at that. And I was like, okay.
Well, so it was fine, but
bigger at least.
Not that I especially noticed. No. Number two is another story about another clown. This one was good. It was about
Jesus.
Mom had a psychotic breakdown and runs off with the daughter, and she's wearing clown makeup, and then she had gone to like clown school or something, and dad wasn't having anything. So she left to go to Funland, which I believe is probably the place from the first story where the guy worked and then got fired from. It was an amusement, like a circus, but a fixture circus. Well, she's trying to get to Funland. That's where her people will be. And the girl, as she's telling the story, yeah, later they told me mom was having a psychotic breakdown. So they didn't have any money, so she was sleeping with guy, and she's always wearing makeup. And she was sleeping with guys to make money, and because she was the naughty harlequin. And so mom had just was telling, showing the girl how to shave her legs and saying, you got to be careful because if you nick, it'll start bleeding and it won't stop. So she hears the guy, and she's like, close your eyes and close your ears while she's sleeping with this guy for $500. And I guess mom's making noises, and the girl comes out with the razor to attack the guy because if she cuts him, he'll bleed and it won't stop and she'll be able to defend her. Well, the guy then smacks the girl. Mom freaks out and kills him, chokes him to death, and he dies. So they go to Funland. Well, they get to Funland. It's already been closed. And mom kind of loses it after that point. Mom got arrested, had an aneurysm, and died in the shower. Well, now it has daughter wearing the face makeup, and she's a stripper wearing the makeup. So it was good. So yeah, this is a really twisted.
Who puts that out?
This is the Image by the same guy that does Ice Cream Man.
Oh, okay.
This guy's, yeah, he's twisted. He'd be an interesting guy to have a beer with. Hollow Heart is from Vault, and it's about this guy that like lives in a suit. And I'm not sure exactly what his job is, because it starts off with him trying to escape. And this guy shutting him down, and then the maintenance guy comes, and it looks like the maintenance guy is kind of trying to help him basically commit suicide, because he doesn't want to do this anymore. So it was interesting in that regard. I'll hold off Penultiman until Dave can talk about it. I was very confused by the last few pages. I'm not sure exactly what happened at the end, so I want to talk with Dave about that.
That's Ahoy, right?
What? That's Ahoy. That's the last issue of that. Yeah. Picture of Everything Else is keeping up with the story of Dorian Gray, kind of, where this guy paints pictures of people being brutally, of their bodies being torn apart, and then all of a sudden their bodies are exactly like the picture. And it's just kind of following this, where the guy, it was his friend joined this painter at the end of the first issue. And this is now a while later, and the guy going up to meet up with him again to see what the heck is going on. And then the last one is King in Black number 4, which is fine. It ends with the big shocker of there was darkness and light, and Null is the darkness guy, and he was fought early on in his life by light, but light wasn't mature enough and didn't work, and it was too spread out, so now light is focused into one being, and it's trying to, the ball of light is trying to get to Earth, but it couldn't get through because of Null has the whole planet surrounded. Silver Surfer shows up, takes the light into himself, but because he's also now black, from the Silver Surfer Black, he's able to get through the barrier, comes in, and realizes that it's not for him, the light isn't for him, meant for him, and he's like, go find who it's for. And he goes into Eddie Brock. So Eddie Brock is the new, and it's Captain Universe is what we call the light. So Eddie Brock is the new Captain Universe. So that's what I read. Hmm. A brief summary.
What's coming on next week, Colin?
Not a lot. My Diamond Invoice, now it used to always be about 5 or 6 pages after DC left. It's always been pretty much a consistent 4 pages. Now, March is a 5 Wednesday month, but I was not expecting 2.5 pages. So it's not a lot coming out, but there are some big books coming out. So first off, ENIAC should be coming out. Hopefully we get those. I haven't heard anything about shipping, so I'm not sure exactly what's coming.
Is that the book coming out?
No, that's a book that's coming out. There are 2 bigger books than that coming out.
What could be bigger than that?
Oh, just you wait, sir. There is America Chavez, Made in the USA, number 1. That's not the one I was talking about. Avengers 43. We're getting closer to naming, revealing who the new Phoenix is. Bad Mother trade paperback is coming out from AWA. I'm going to skip that one for now. Casual Fling, number 2. Enjoyed number 1. Chariot, number 1, is a new one from AWA. Yeah. I don't know this one. Dead Dog's Bite is a new one. This is from Tyler Boss, who was the artist on We Can Never Go Home. Or no, he was the artist on 4 Kids Walk Into a Bank.
Okay.
We have Demon Days X-Men. This is Peach Momoko doing the whole interiors. Fear Case number 2. I'm interested to see where that one's going from Matt Kent. Also to see if we can figure out who's who. James Bond, Agent of Spectre. It's nice to have a James Bond book back. Dave will be happy about that. We have Jonna and the Impossible Monsters. This is a new Chris Somni book. I think it's like an all-ages one from Oni. King in Black is rearing its ugly head, giving us King in Black Captain America, Gwenom vs. Carnage 3, the King in Black Handbook, and King in Black Thunderbolts number 3. Oh, and King in Black Wiccan and Hulkling. So that's a lot of King in Blacks. We're going to skip that one for now. We also have, I love this, can't spread these things out. We had no Star Wars books this week. Next week we get Star Wars High Republic 3 and Star Wars High Republic Adventures 2, because... Yeah.
But isn't the Adventures book coming from IDW?
Yes. But just funny that they're both coming the same week.
Yeah, but they're 2 different companies.
I understand.
They're not coordinating.
I understand that. But we have Undone by Blood, Other Side of Eden. This is a sequel. That's an Aftershock series. It also got option for a movie and people lost their minds. Unearthed number 10. The only reason I mentioned this is I just pulled it off the wall to make room for a book. thinking it was done, and then when you know it, the next week, the next
issue.
And then the X of Swords hardcover is coming out, just in case you were interested in that. The
two
big ones.
You skipped, yeah.
Two big ones. First one, Berserker, is coming out. This is the Keanu Reeves book from Boom. And then the other one is Nocterra, which is the Image book from Scott Snyder and Tony Daniel.
Did you order a lot of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't think I pre-ordered.
Yeah, so I have a lot. So some big books.
You didn't get it on Kickstarter?
Yeah. No. Well, that was just like a hardcover. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but so not a lot. Oh, and then DC.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not
and then,
a lot.
But, yeah,
not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah, and even DC is smaller. Yeah, about half of what we got this week. But we're back to regular programming. We have Batman 106, and then some new number ones: Crime Syndicate, which is the guys from Earth 3, Ultraman. Superwoman and Owlman. Yeah, and I forget.
Power Ring.
Is it Johnny Quick as the Flash? Okay.
That's
right. And we have Infinite Frontier number 0, which should be setting up where the DC Universe is going from here. We have Sensational Wonder Woman number 1. I think this is the digital first Wonder Woman book. The new Suicide Squad and the new Swamp Thing by Rom V. So those are some good books, too. So lots of good stuff. Just not a ton of different titles, but I think the stuff that is coming is pretty good. So I'm not
sure. Quality, not quantity.
Exactly. Thursday is when the previews orders are due. I'm actually going home right now to start the lovely data entry on that because there's nothing I love more. I don't know what the March theme is going to be. I'll come up with that between now and Monday. So, as always, the website's PittsburghComics.com. Facebook is Pittsburgh Comics. Twitter and Instagram are PGH Comics. Oh, Mike.
And that's the podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.
Later.